Whitnoom Gorge in Western Australia's Pilbara has been described as one of the most contaminated places on earth. Millions of tonnes of potentially deadly asbestos tailings were left behind by the mining industry. Now, Whitnoom's traditional owners, the Bunjuma people, are demanding the mess be cleaned up. Kirsty Melville travelled to Whitnoom for Radio National's Earshot program and has filed this report.
The town of Whitnoom was struck from the map of Western Australia in 2007. Riddled with deadly, cancer-causing asbestos, the former mining town in the heart of the Pilbara was deemed too dangerous for human inhabitants. But mountains of asbestos waste have been sitting in the nearby gorge ever since the mine closed in 1966. Bunjuma elder Trevor Parker.
You go into Whitnoom Gorge, there's just big mess. You can see it straight away. Looks horrible up in there. The creek beds are just full of asbestos that's coming down from the hills.
Mesothelioma is the cancer caused by exposure to asbestos, and the Bunjuma people have one of the highest mortality rates from it of any group in the world. But Bunjuma man Brian Tucker says his people still visit Whitnoom Gorge.
We do take risks to come and visit because some of the spiritual places need to be, still have connection to the places. They need to be cleaned up because people like myself want to be there.
Another elder, Maitland Parker, won't risk going into the gorge anymore. He's been campaigning for the clean-up of Whitnoom Gorge for years, but now the fight is personal.
I started to feel a bit sick. I had fluid in my right lung, and the test out of that proved that I had mesothelioma then. And then they tell you, it's not curable. It's once you got it, it can't be cured. So that really devastated me. Even to think that I've now contracted the bloody thing, it broke my heart. Why bloody me?
The Bunjuma people want the West Australian government to clean up the asbestos contaminating their country. And they've passed a resolution considering legal action against the state. The ABC approached the West Australian Premier, Mark McGowan, several times for comment. His office repeatedly declined to be interviewed, but said in a statement, "The government is working through this complex issue to provide certainty to the community and will continue to engage with them and relevant stakeholders."
Kirsty Melville reporting, and you can hear Kirsty's report on Radio National's Earshot program at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon.